Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. 30 after the hour. And joining us today for the Canna Business Chronicles, we are speaking with the former CEO of Hi There, the former CEO of Open Vape. His name is Todd Mitchum. He is a cannabis consultant and an entrepreneur who's been working in this space for a very, very long time. And we even have run into each other at a whole bunch of different events. Todd Mitchum, welcome to the show. So glad to have you here.
Yeah, glad to be there.
Hello, Todd. I got an email from one of your public relations folks talking about a new venture you guys are interested in. That's something I'm interested in as well, now that we've got this new administration that seems to want to revive the old just say no days of the 1980s. I wanted to get your take on that and give us a preview of what's coming up next in Todd Mitchum's world.
Okay, great. Great. Should I go ahead and launch into it?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, there are a couple things. I think if you look at the current administration, while there can be some reason for the industry and consumers to be concerned, I think there's also some opportunity there for us. And we've been working on for the last several months a proposal for this administration that would create over 1.5 million jobs over the next 2 years utilizing the marijuana industry, as well as giving a clear, stable path to legalization. Now, there's a lot of work ahead, so I'm not pretending that it's easy or that it's not going to require a lot of heavy lifting. But we have a team of people that are incredibly solid at what they do, top lobbying firm that has worked with the Trump administration prior to him being elected, a top PR official. We're really out there moving very quickly and very focused on a full legalization effort. And we're very proud of what we've come up with so far. And we feel like there's some opportunity here that that other teams and other folks are missing. I think you, as well as others who listen to your show, would agree that the legalization efforts over the years, although everyone has put forth their best effort, we always end up not being able to quite get it over the finish line. And so we have approached this as a business solution. And we think that will be the best shot the industry and consumers have for legalization.
So the website explaining what's going on here is called legalizeeffort.com. And what are some of the points? What are some of the differences?
Well, I think the key point. Yeah, I think the key point here is that site is driven by consumers. You know, we have a lot of especially service members who are coming forward and saying they really want to help fund the effort. They're a part of it. Consumers need a voice, and you know, shows like yours and people like you who are out there really working on behalf of the consumer, on behalf of the advocates out there. You know, we wanted to give consumers a voice. We wanted to give them an opportunity to donate to a cause we believe has the best shot of working, and so we built that site that lays out basically what our team is, who they are, what we're doing, how we're accomplishing the mission. And people can donate to be a part of that effort. There would be nothing better in my mind, and I don't know if you would agree, but it'd be nothing better in my mind anyway than to have consumers back and pay for and be a part of a legalization effort that was actually successful. Certainly, we welcome the industry or other people to be involved. We have funded everything on our own so far. And so we were giving citizens and consumers a chance to be involved. And I think if you really think about legalization, that's who we really focus on here. Is we want to make sure consumers get quality products, that they're told what's in those products, that they are protected at every level of the legalization effort. And so that's why we're giving consumers a chance to be involved.
So is there a particular angle that's being employed here that is new to this effort? You mentioned something about the economics of this, and that's been something that's driven a lot of these efforts of legalization in the 8 states that have it so far, is the promise of tax revenue and jobs and so forth. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think part of what's been missing here, Russ, is that people have forgotten, first of all, who we're working with in this administration. This is a business-focused, United States first mentality that we can't ignore and protest our way to success. We have to find collaborative means to educate and communicate lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, as we've always tried to do. But in this sense, we need to approach this as a conservative business solution that even the most right of the Republican Party can say, okay, wait a minute, I actually see that it's a good idea to do this for the reasons you're outlining. So we took a business approach. We said, look, number one, we're not going to ignore unintended consequences. So we may have driving issues. We may have impairment issues. We have to educate children and parents. And we get that. We're not going to ignore that part of the effort. We know that these products will need standards. They will need quality checks. They will need these companies to build consistency into their product lines. We respect that. We understand that. We're focused on that. So what we did is we built standards based on the industry and what we knew of the industry and what I know of the industry of my years of experience. And we built standards. And we presented these standards as part of a 38-page proposal. We think it's very robust. It's changing all the time. But part of it is that idea that you can't have legalization without an understanding and an articulation of what people complain about with legalization, which are those standards and consumer protection issues that I talked about. So we approached it from a business-centric standpoint. We, of course, talked about what we've always talked about, which is revenue and taxes and things like that, but it's not enough. We had to talk about the job potential. We had to talk about hemp as well. We had to bring that into the discussion and say, you know, there was a report last week that the American farmers, there are fewer American farmers now than when we expanded west in this country. So it gives farmers a chance to put themselves back to work with both hemp and cannabis legalization. So we included many more pieces of the puzzle that usually people, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, a lot of times the industry picks a faction that it believes in. It says, I'm for medical, or it says, I'm for recreational, or it says, I'm for hemp only, or I'm just for CBD, forgetting the fact that all this comes together under the same umbrella. And so we have to articulate each stage of legalization and what this plant means in its true, in my words, diverse fashion. This is unlike any substance on earth. So we have to be smart, I think, about that. And that's what we did. We approached it as a business. We approached it with business solutions. We talked, you know, we've talked very heavily and we'll continue to. If the administration is focused on America first, this is an America first product. This is, you know, grown by Americans, produced by Americans, workers that are American. So we just approached it based on their tenets of how they are running the current government. And that's what's gotten the traction so far.
So with LegalizeEffort.com and the project behind it being focused at the federal level and kind of tailored toward the Trump administration being in office, being America first, being pro-business, how do you tackle what we're hearing from the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who still spouts things like the gateway theory and not your father's Woodstock weed and all of that reefer madness?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Russ, we put a lot of thought into this, and part of what we realize is that the parallels are very similar to when Colorado was trying to bring recreational forward. There were the same type of arguments at the state level. There were the same discussions and disgruntled, uninformed feelings at every state that tried to move forward with a full legalization strategy. And the key to that is, number one, you don't take a divisive, defensive approach. You take a reasonable approach. You sit down and you say, I understand you don't understand the current face of the industry. You don't understand the consumer base. You probably just also need education around the plant itself. And we agree that's an education. But in order to do that, you can't do that by going into Jeff Sessions' office and lighting a joint and complaining that it's not legal. You have to sit down with your suit on in a rational, reasonable tone and say, sir, may I explain to you what's really going on? Can I show you some things that are really happening? Let's introduce you to some real people. Let's have you really get involved. You know, I sat at an attorney general conference last summer with the attorney general of Nebraska, Oregon, you know, many attorneys general. We had a very candid conversation both about the positivity of legalization and the concerns. And what won them over, even the ones from the states that did not want marijuana in their state, what won them over in the discussion was that I said, listen, I know you don't want it, But when it happens, you're going to need help. You're going to need information, and that's where we come in. And that reasonable approach is what works. It's when you say, look, I'm not against you. I'm not fighting against you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not going to protest. But I am going to sit down and help you understand this, why it's good for the country, why it's good for citizens, and why it's good for the government. And when you do that, when you know, our experience has been, and I've been in this quite a while, not as long as you, but I've been in this a while and have worked in many facets of the industry and with government. And I'm telling you, when I sit down with government agencies and regulators and I have a rational, real discussion and I talk in one breath about why legalization is important and how it's going to help workers and how it's going to help consumers and patients, and in the next breath I'm saying, and I agree with you that we need to focus also on educating children, on educating parents, not in the same rhetoric that you and I are familiar with from, you know, the prohibitionist rhetoric, but from a position of actual intelligence around the issues. You know, when is marijuana going to be safe for young people? When is it safe for patients? What do kids need to know about it? What do parents need to know about it? You know, and that education to me is a critical stage here. And I think what has happened in the past, and it's no one's fault, it's just, you know, I'm thankful that people were protesting in the early days. I'm thankful that those pioneers went out and risked their livelihood and their lives to get everything where it is. I'm very thankful for that. At the same time, I have a great understanding of what it takes to work within a regulatory structure and actually get a government to pay attention. And that takes a whole different approach. That's rational, especially with this administration. That's a conversation. That's a discussion from a business perspective. It's clearly not through protest.
It's amazing ideas you got going here at legalizeeffort.com. Todd Mitchum, a veteran from numerous cannabis firms. We know you from Open Vape. Yeah. We know you from High There, a bunch of other ventures. Follow him at Todd Mitchum with an E on the end, E-M, Todd Mitchum on Twitter. And are there any other websites or Facebook stuff you'd like to give out?
No, I think that's it. I think we want to get really focused here. What I encourage, Russ, is all your listeners, especially those consumers out there who are saying, we're getting frustrated with this, we're getting concerned, I would ask them, you know, go to that site, participate, get a hold of us, talk through this solution. And when they see us out there, you know, we're scheduling all kinds of things like town halls and things in different communities. When we're there, come out and support this, come out and communicate with us. So what we want to hear from also are consumers. We want the consumers to tell us what kind of framework they're looking for. What kind of legalization are they looking for? What are the benefits to them in their community? If they live in a state where marijuana is legal and cannabis is thriving and they have some positive stories, we want to hear those. If they have medical stories, we want to hear those.
Todd Mitchum, thank you.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.